Okay. Wow. I did not know what today had in store, but I'm happy with it. Last night was kind of, I don't want to say it was rocky. Like yesterday evening, I was pretty wiped out. And, I got okay rest. I slept at probably 10:30 p.m. Woke up around, I woke up in the morning at like 3 a.m. Stayed up till like 5. Realized I needed way much more sleep. Wasn't gonna get up at 5. So I had a little CBD and kind of just rested till like 9 a.m. Which is out of the norm for me, but also it was a good idea. So I ended up, like I mentioned, well, I don't know if I mentioned it, but I thought about it yesterday. I was like, I really want to clean, you know, the floors. We had an ant trail that found its way in. We haven't had ants in our house at all in like probably 2 years, maybe more than that. I've been here like a year and a half and I hardly ever see ants. Like, when I see them, it's not a trail. It's usually like a couple here and there, you know, if that, like, never really more than like 10 at a time. And they're usually by the door, by the back patio door. I think they just come in with the gardening, the small like gardening tools. When my folks do gardening, or like they put their gardening shoes and clogs and stuff right there. So I think that's how they get in sometimes when there's just that few. But since about maybe the last week and a half, I'll call it about 10 days, we had one ant trail, and then they were all going to this one little cup of like coffee creamer. And then the other trail, the second one, was coming out of another place after we killed all of those ants. It was coming from behind the TV, going all the way into the kitchen to like a different area. I don't really know where it was going to. It was like they were kind of congregating on the floor somewhere. There wasn't like a clear trail, so I spent like an hour, you know, cleaning them, cleaning the floor, spraying them, cleaning the floor, you know, and spraying like an internal like perimeter just to make sure that they don't seem like they're gonna get in from anywhere else. And, you know, I've got all these projects, you know, with the reselling and repairing and, you know, trying to grow some things to sell. And, you know, so I'm kind of in need of space. I kind of thought of it and I was like, you know, I don't want to do all of this out of my room. And then I considered my siblings' rooms, but I'm like, I don't know, because they do kind of visit. And then the certain stuff that I'm trying to grow, I don't think I really want to tamper with either lighting or like anything like that. I want it to be consistent. So I feel like I could use the garage space. I just scratched the surface today. Spent about 3 hours. I am sore as all can be. Happy with it though. I feel really good about it. Last night I was bored out of my mind. I was just like, man, I wish I had something really stimulating to do. And I went on Kick and started like watching some weird live stream of some guy like live streaming his, you know, swiping action on monkey.app and just kind of like talking to random people on there. And some of them swiped off him and he was swiping off some of them, and most of them seemed under 18 and definitely looked under 18. And so he was like calling him out, saying like, you know, you're not supposed to be on here if you're under 18. And then I guess he's like, his picture is promoted on the app, and so he was kind of showing people the app and being like, hey, like, look, it's my face, and like, I'm gonna get you guys banned, kind of thing. Like, he was kind of playing, I think, but I don't think you're supposed to be on there if you're under 18, or maybe there's a section where the under 18 people stay, but they were clearly not in the right section or in the right app. It was kind of weird. I'm not too familiar with too many people in, you know, like, you know, I guess I know some Gen Zers, but I don't know any other people in the next generation after that too much. So it's kind of like, yeah, I don't interact with them online or anything necessarily, unless they're watching or listening to content, which it's something I'm not posting anything where people can't listen to it. So, yeah, it's just kind of interesting. Like, I had a good time. I was surprised that I didn't. I was gonna have like my music playing in the background or like a podcast, but yeah, I just was glad to just solo be in there, just like working on something. So I can put some grow tents up in there, and maybe I've got about two small table spaces. I'll put a chair so I can work on stuff. I guess what I've got left to do, there's so much left to do. I cleared out a space that's probably about 5 or 6 by 10 or so, of mostly just like boxes, but the issue is it's not my stuff, so I can't just fully just be like tossing every single thing away. So I scratched the surface as far as, you know, putting away the stuff, putting stuff in order, organizing it. So I have things like, you know, what was mostly scattered around were boxes and like storage for things like, we store like paper bags, plastic bags, foam, like for packing, and those packing bubbles, and empty boxes. So the majority of the things that were kind of on top of everything was that sort of stuff. There really weren't a lot of spiders, so that was good. I mean, there were some webs, but it's mostly just stuff that needed to really be dusted and cleaned off. I'll do that later. But right now I mostly have, so I have a section where there's like old mops and brooms, old like some paint and like all kinds of stuff that looks like it's in those paint-sized cans, just kind of stacked up. Some jugs of looks like water, but I don't think anyone's gonna drink any of that water now. Maybe it would be fine for emergencies. It's never been opened. Probably about 8 gallons worth of water. Some stuff for like painting and shearing and some extra sprinkler heads and yeah, a bag of rags. Those are kind of the stuff I kept and organized. There's a bunch of boxes that are flattened. Some orchid soil with nutrients and some other kind of stuff. Some containers that might be really useful. They're unopened containers, empty containers, for like food, it looks like, or something. But then we keep all those containers, like those plastic takeout containers. Not all of them, but we keep a lot of them. So I think my mom said she has enough, so I'm gonna see her. I'm gonna check again, because I don't want to just keep throwing a bunch of stuff out. But I threw away the stuff that I knew for sure was trash. Some of it I didn't throw away yet, but I have bagged up ready to be thrown out. I just want to make sure we have enough space in the trash can for the rest of the week. So I'll do that lighter stuff tomorrow. If I have energy, I'm going to get into it. I found the flute that I was going to resell because I've been working on these instruments. I've got to eventually get some cleaner and polish for these instruments and a reed for this clarinet. I want to get a So I guess with my list, I have a list of pending things. I need to clean and test electronics. So I have, you know, a USB keyboard that I'm pretty sure works. I have three lamps that I took out of my own room that I'm pretty sure work. I just need to clean them off, like, thoroughly. I can sell all that stuff, or if anybody would ever want it, I could sell it if it was cleaned off. There's two heaters that I don't really know if they work. There's a printer that I know doesn't work. So let me see. I'm putting stuff in the categories. So I have a list of things to clean and post to sell. So the lamps, the keyboard, the instruments, the let me see. I'm organizing as I talk. The lamps, the keyboard, the instruments. We have doors, probably like 5 or 6 doors that are good doors, but they, I don't know who bought them, and they don't fit with anything that we have. So I'll see if I can sell those. There's a stove that really needs a lot of cleaning for it to be presentable, but it's a double oven with a working, four burner stove, I think. Maybe it's a 5 burner stove, because it has that big middle grill. It just doesn't have any knobs on the front, but it works. It would be nice to have that out of the way. I don't know how much I could sell it for, but it works. Stuff to trash. There's a whole 2 gigantic metal bookshelves full of journals and books. I'm allowed to throw away the journals, but not the books. They're from like the 80s. It's like ancient stuff from like the 80s about like, I don't know, radiology and stuff. Like, all the scientific discoveries have, like, advanced since then. So, I don't know. It's nostalgia, I guess. It's not mine, it's my dad. So, I can't trash that stuff. We get a once a year junk removal. We haven't done it for 2023. So, if they do have availability, I'm thinking what we could put on that list is these 2 mattresses. Maybe throw the printer in there. There's a freezer that we have. It's one of those big, horizontal freezers that is really good, and it just doesn't work. It needs $200 worth of repairs, but if it gets repaired, we could still use it for something, but I gotta check and see. If no one's gonna ever repair it, then I would say trash it. If they want to keep it, and then I would say they have to repair it, because it takes up a big chunk of the garage. And it's kind of just, we just store styrofoam and other containers on top. So stuff to organize, putting books on top shelves. Once I get all the journal articles down, I'd like to put the books up top, put like a cover, like a sheet or some kind of nice looking cloth to cover the books, because they look ugly and they're old, and Nobody wants to look at that on the shelf, but it would look a lot nicer. Like, I just want the garage to look like kind of more a little workshop mode where you can actually like get in there, sit down, work on stuff, treat it like a rotating garage sale for the moment though. If people want to come by and buy stuff in person, just list it super cheap and have people come by and buy stuff for like $1, $5, like just come get it, like just get it out of our hair. There's dishes that I think I could clean those. Then I put them on the list. That would have been stuff to clean. Yeah, I put it on the list, the dishes. Stuff to organize. Yeah, with the books. I could use the bottom shelves for like stuff I'm gonna sell or stuff I'm gonna fix or just stuff that's ready to be looked at. I mean, I don't know if people are gonna come shopping, but if they do, they could buy it in person. I would like to get the garage into a decent enough shape where we could open it up, and if people want to buy stuff, they could just come by in person, because I post stuff on OfferUp, and people could just come by and buy stuff, and then maybe if they see other stuff, they'd want to buy it. So that could be an option. I mean, I don't want to treat it like I'm gonna be here like for absolute ages, but it's like I don't want to be doing this stuff out of my bedroom either. I kind of like the idea of a workspace, even though it's not comfortable, it's not warm, it's not beautiful, but if it's like a workshop, little garage space, to me that makes sense. Fix it up like a little workshop. So that's kind of what I'm trying to get it to. I'm trying to get things to be enough in order that I can open up the garage. If people wanted to come look at stuff, they could look at it, and it wouldn't feel like they're walking into like a tornado storm of junk, Like, there's gonna be stuff in there that's junk, because we do a lot of gardening outside. My folks garden a lot, and they use stuff like cardboard and bags and those takeout containers, stuff like that. They use it for different types of stuff with plants, growing seedlings, like growing things, sprouting things. They really don't go and buy like a whole bunch of brand new stuff all the time, like things like cartons, egg cartons, those kind of shipping cardboard biodegradable cartons, all that kind of stuff. Like, you can reuse it for stuff, and they do that. They use it for like especially for all the baby plants and stuff, like all those things that are sprouting, seedlings, everything. And so that's how they kind of go about things. My mom mentioned something about laying some bricks somewhere. She said she's gonna do it. If she wants help, I'd do that. I like doing stuff that's, I'm not really like into like house chores and that kind of stuff, but I like the bigger stuff, like moving furniture and like the bigger stuff. But once I get into a mode of like moving bigger stuff, then I want to like go around the house and do a lot of dusting and cleaning and organizing and stuff. So I'm just kind of seeing what I'm gonna do next. But that's kind of what I'm thinking, is cover up the shelves. Just trying to talk myself through it, but like, I really don't have a lot of emotional attachment to anything in there. I have a little workbench that I'm gonna keep, and then I have some little tools that I kept in the garage under the workbench. So I did add one little box of tools, a little container of tools. And I found some of my old tools, the ones I used to keep in the back of my Mitsubishi Eclipse. I found a wrench, like some sockets, like a multi screwdriver, A breathalyzer. What else is in there? I had like a little sander. I've had it in the garage in some other space, so I took it and put it in that box. But yeah, it would be cool to have like a functional garage, I think, especially when I'm trying to do all this stuff. It kind of feels a little less like it's going to be causing more clutter if I consider that I might have the garage that I can use. Like, I'm not planning on like purchasing a whole bunch of stuff, but it's like if my brother and sister are in town at the same time, I can't use both of their rooms. And my room doesn't really have a lot of room to be putting stuff either, so I might try and put some of my stuff there. I might, some of the stuff that I've had posted for a while, I might change the prices to something super cheap. Just to get it out of my hair. I mean, I'd definitely be losing money on it, but if it's just gonna sit there and it's not gonna sell, like, I'd rather just get it out of my hands, out of my hair, and then have the money to buy some of the other stuff for these next phases. But if I could get the go-ahead of what to toss next and get the 1 year, the one time a year, where the city comes, they could take those mattresses, those that one or two giant TVs, the printer, hopefully the freezer, but if not the freezer, hopefully we can get it fixed. And if I need to store things, if I'm growing them and I have excess or wanna freeze stuff, maybe people would buy it out of the freezer. I don't really know. But I'd like the place to look kind of presentable, because I want to start using it for my own stuff. I mean, we're still gonna have boxes of pictures and boxes of stuff that I can't do anything with. But if we move out just a few of those gigantic things, I'd have a lot more space to work with, and it would be a lot more comfortable. So yeah, that's kind of what I'm working on. I am sore. I am so sore. It's a bad sign when it doesn't even wait till like 1 or 2 days and it kicks in like the day of. Like, it's mostly my lower back, my hips. Since I had the Rona, I've been, I had 2 weeks literally where I was in bed, and then this was the third week. I'm ending the third week where I've been just kind of like not functioning, basically. I don't know how else to describe that. Well, maybe, let me see. Has it been 3 weeks or 4 weeks? Okay. So I tested positive on. No. So I tested positive on Tuesday the 5th. But I was pretty much out of commission from Sunday the 3rd. So I count that kind of as week one, and then week two was the week of the 10th. So yeah, this was week three pretty much. But I like this level of productivity. Like, my brain has not been at its best. My memory either. So it was kind of nice to just have like a mindful task where I wasn't just like zoning out, like watching something on my computer or on my phone. And I think it really is going to be the a good step for the next phase of what I'm trying to do here, because I think it's going to be hard to grow stuff, to resell if I don't have a space to do it, or grow stuff to sell, or grow stuff, or fix stuff, or store stuff to resell. I just don't want to store a bunch of stuff. That's kind of the, I guess, debate I'm in with myself. I don't really want to store a bunch of stuff. So what I'm thinking is, if I put it out on display on the shelves, on those bottom shelves under those books, and just post for like garage sale on a regular basis, then people could kind of like come in and, you know, yeah, maybe people could come in and just look at stuff, and if they saw other stuff they liked, they could buy it. That's kind of my hope, because that, I mean, it might take long, but it might not, and it's a way to just constantly have a little flow, a little stream of income if I'm home on a weekend or just playing video games or whatever. I could schedule people to come by and, like, look at stuff. And I feel like if they see more stuff, they might want to buy it. But I'm really not against posting some stuff at, like, $5, $10, $1. Because it's literally stuff I don't need. I feel like what I need to do is get as much of the junk out of there as humanly possible. Right now, it's at a level where I can still make stuff, fix stuff. It's at a functional level right now, even though it's messy. It's not at a level right now where I could kind of put things on display necessarily. And there is a lot that's kind of like out of my hands. Like, I can't really just sell stuff, or, like, you know what I mean? Like, it's not my stuff. So I'm kind of wanting something where I can just kind of organize. Maybe I'll put, like, a little curtain or something, like one of those little bamboo curtains. If I can find a wide one, maybe I will just put that over the books so I could roll it up or down, and then I could put it over the, if it would drop down the whole height of the shelves, then at least, you know, if I wanted to cover all that stuff up, I could cover it all up, or just cover the books at the top, or get something that's kind of like blinds where you can like draw the curtain up or whatever, but keep those books covered, because they're ugly, and I can't get rid of them anyways, because somebody wants to keep them. So I'm gonna keep trying to determine what to do. I'm comfortable with trying to make a little shop out of the place, but I really don't know. We're gonna have to move so much more stuff out of there before I can do anything with those shelves. The freezer's gonna need to go or get fixed and pushed back into a proper spot. The ovens are gonna need to be out of there. A lot of those kitchen supplies have gotta go. So I think I could spend some time cleaning those out. It's just gonna take a while. Like, this is gonna be a big project, but, you know, I need the physical activity. I'm not quite ready for the gym, but doing something like this that's, like, both practical, you know, it helps out the family, it helps out me. It's part of my goals and part of my projects. I know my mom grows seedlings and things if she wanted to grow something. Like, the thing I like about the garage that I also hate, I mean, it's cold. It doesn't get, well, other than summer, but it's got two doors. It's got one door to one side of the backyard. One, like, the big garage door opens out to the driveway on the other side, opposite of that other door, and then there's a door to the house. So it's got three doors basically, so you can get plenty of airflow in there if it is hot, and it's just easy to kind of work on stuff, you know, make a little workshop out of things. I just wouldn't want anything too sensitive, like computer parts and whatnot, but I mean, there is a lot that can be used, and space that can be used. I think me and my mom are on the same page about most of it. There's going to be some big boxes that I can't get rid of, and the books I can't get rid of. But if we can work together with some of these huge things, especially the mattress stove, the two mattresses, two TVs, stove, printer, five doors, that large freezer, that's all taking up a whole lot of space, where we could just push stuff back, of all the stuff that my dad wants to keep, and just organize it in some corner somewhere, and then we'd have the whole rest of the garage, to just use for, like, space for what we need to do, or at least what I want to do. But it might take more than just a few days, but I'm okay with it, because once it's, like, the day after Christmas, I'm going to start purchasing some of the stuff I need, and it's going to take a while to get here, it's going to take a while to start the process, but, you know, I'm going to start purchasing that stuff on Tuesday, and so, you know, I'd be glad to kind of go through the weekend and get a little bit done, on some of this stuff, and at least whip stuff into a decent enough shape that I can, you know, have, like, basically a whole space in the house that I can use, for all of this. I don't know how exposed our garage is to water. I've never seen it flood, really, to my knowledge. But yeah, just want to get rid of some stuff. We'll see how it goes. So far, I'm really happy with the process. It's just a lot because it's not mine. So I'm really limited on some of the stuff I'd really like to do. Like I can't carpet out the garage. I can't, there's some stuff that we all agree no one's going to use, but still, if somebody wants to keep it, I'm not going to throw it away. It's just my dad isn't really local all the time, so it's like, I don't really know what he wants to get rid of, or doesn't want to get rid of, you know. I don't mind holding on to stuff if I might use it, but it's kind of getting to a point that, you know, I do need, like, to deep clean everything out. So yeah, tomorrow I'm just gonna try to see if I've got the energy for the rest of the sweeping, the rest of the trash, maybe scrub some stuff, like some of those dishes and stuff, scrub them out, just get like a tub, like a plastic bin, and scrub out some of that stuff, just put it all in water and stuff, and just make sure it's not all grody. I think that would be good enough, honestly. I mean, I'm already, like, completely exhausted, so I don't want to do, like, too much more, like, too much to, like, overdo it, but, yeah, I think I'm gonna at least make it so the surfaces are usable, wipe things down, disinfect a little bit of stuff, try and clean the stuff that I at least want to post to sell, and just sell everything for like $5, you know. I'll check about the pots and pans, but clean them out, sell them for like a set for like $5, 5 plates for $5, you have some kind of serving dishes, maybe 5 of those for $5, even less, I'd be willing to go lower on that. Just the issue is, you know, if I'm waiting around on people, it can get really annoying to wait around on people if they're just going to buy something for $1. I don't know, I really don't like being inconvenienced by the in-person shopping, but I feel like if I maybe post it on Craigslist and just be like, there's going to be a garage sale, and this is kind of all the stuff that's on the list, you know, with a bunch of pictures, people can come and get it. I feel pretty good about that. sell it really, really cheap to make it attractive. Yeah, I think people could come and get that stuff. I'll just clean it off so it's not, you know. Yeah, so just so it's not, you know, too messed up, so people can actually like want to buy it, you know. Yeah, I mean, I feel good about that. I've got to set up my business account, my card. So I'll do that tonight. So I can kind of keep the money in the same spot where it needs to be. So that's what I'm getting up to. I'm extremely exhausted. 7:30 p.m. on Saturday night. Usually I'm resting Saturdays, but this was a restful thing for me. Like, it was kind of like a big self-care move, 'cause I've been inactive for like 3 weeks now, and you know, cleaning for me kind of does something to my mind. It kind of like, you know, gives me more confidence and energy towards doing stuff. So I'm happy with it. I'm happy with it. It's just, I'm just tired. A good tired though. Like, I feel like positive. I ate a whole bunch of KFC. But I think I'll be fine. I think it's gonna be all right. I'm gonna log this as a 4-hour workout. I think I spent about an hour cleaning. I can't remember. But yeah, I'm happy with the progress of things. I'm happy with the experience. Now I gotta just kind of slowly. I feel like I did like some of the big pieces. I'm gonna try and get some more big pieces out of the way and kind of dwindle down as much as possible, as much as is within my power and energy level to handle. And but I know that Tuesday is the day that I'm gonna start, you know, making purchases. The stuff will start coming in by Wednesday. I don't know what all I'm gonna need, but I'll start that shopping process Tuesday and buying Tuesday, Wednesday. So I'll have stuff next week. In the process, I'll be selling some other stuff. If I can clean it up this weekend, I can post some stuff to sell Tuesday and Wednesday too. And then, yeah. I'll be repairing some stuff. I gotta buy some products for parts of like instrument parts and fixing instruments so that I can repair those and get them ready to sell. So that's kind of gonna be my next phases outside of the bigger stuff, just like cleaning the smaller stuff, testing it, posting it. Selling it, getting parts for stuff, fixing it, selling it, posting it, and all that. Right now there's no real method to the madness. There's no like order. I'm just trying to get these little phases out of the way, and then once things start growing and I can kind of have like a system of growing and purchasing and reselling and selling, once I get everything squared away to a place where I can kind of make a schedule with it, I'll do that. But for now, I'm just gonna post stuff for really cheap and hope to get to unload it. But I'm really, really happy with it. I'm kind of surprised. I didn't think I'd have the energy for something like that. And I'm never in the mood really to do something like all that kind of cleaning, but I'm just hoping that the momentum stays because I'm doing it for a reason. So I'll have like the space for all this other stuff I'm trying to do. And even if I keep it as is, it's probably functional enough. It just could be better. It could be way better. So, I want to get it in as good of condition as possible. Because I think that garage has so much potential. If I could get it in a better state of use, for use, it has so much potential. I could literally just do like garage sales all the time. If it was in a good space, I could just put like little neon, just little stuff in neon so that people could just see what they were looking at. So it kind of pops, and like if it were on shelves, I could just display it on there with like neon on the shelves with like price tags. Like, I like those ideas. I think it would be cool. I like the idea of it. I don't know. But it's gonna take a lot to organize. I'm still in the early phases. I did the sports equipment sales and that stuff earlier, during my second week when I was having COVID. I did some sales that week, so that was good, but that's all I've really done this month. And then, I might have a live little situation going on where I can kind of make something of it. So I'm hoping I can do that. I don't really know, but I'm hoping I can do that. That would be really cool. That would be really, really cool. I'm so tired. All right, so yeah, that's what the master plan looks like. And yeah, I'll keep you guys posted. I really just hope I don't lose the momentum, but I kind of really need to do this. Because I think I could make it a better operation if I kind of had space to do it, or at least space to kind of like a display space, Like if people want to buy mushrooms in person, they could come buy them, look at them, and we wouldn't have to deal with shipping. That would be pretty cool. But yeah. All right. It's an exciting project, but I think it's going to be useful for other people too, because they can find some really cheap stuff for their house, housing goods. They can find some really affordable, cheap stuff. I just want to get rid of all the broken and non-working stuff because nobody needs that. So, all right, that's it for now. I'll tell you no matter.